Thanks for the memory. 3 million miles from Earth, the mining ship Red Dwarf. Its crew, A. Lister, the last human being alive. Arnold Rimmer, a hologram of his dead bunkmate and the creature who evolved from the ship's cat. Message and additional supplies are plentiful. We have enough food and drink to last 30,000 years, although we have run out of shape and back. Additional, last week we found a planet with a breathable atmosphere. See the surface of a bleak planet with the sun and stars in the background and pan across it to where there appears to be a rock concert in progress. Lister and the cat are playing and dancing exuberantly. Lister has a guitar and the Scudders are playing on keyboards. Rimmer is in a structure labeled Holochromatic Projection Cage and seems to be enjoying it. We're grooving tonight, a hat groove factor 5. Yeah. A disco type light starts flashing under his monitor.
Hang on everybody, hang on.
Lister stops playing and the music carries on. He goes to take a pan off the fire and turns off the music.
The sausages are done.
It's the business, isn't it? It's nice to get out once in a while, stretch your cables.
I can't understand it. I've had so much to drink and it hasn't even afflicted me. I'm not in the least bit tiddly.
Oh yeah? Why are you dancing then?
Ha! You call that dancing? I've seen people on fire move better than that question mark.
We'd better be going. The moons will be setting in a bit.
Whoa. Okay then, a toast.
Raises cup.
Gentlemen and Scudders, we are gathered here today to celebrate the anniversary of Mr. Arnold Rimmer's death.
Rimmer belches and looks ill.
Right on, baby.
And for this very special occasion I have baked a cake.
Lister uncovers the cake. It is covered in icing, with a candle in the middle. What's that then?
It's in the shape of a Spanner Holly because he was a technician.
Well, that's very apt, that is. If he'd been a postman, he'd have baked it in the shape of an envelope, I suppose.
Yeah.
Gordon Bennett. It's lucky he's not a gynecologist.
To Rimmer.
He raises cup at arm's length.
To me.
Rimmer mimes drinking a glass of something and appears to get a kick from it. They all start singing. Rimmer is a bit unsure of the words, probably due to his state of inebriation.
Happy death day to you.
Happy death day to you.
Happy death day, dear Rimmer.
Happy
death day
to
you.
Back in one of the space buggies, Lister is trying to get it moving. They're all still singing jumbled words, the gist of which seem to sound like show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. We see them from the outside flying off into space towards Red Dwarf.
Are you sure you're alright to drive this?
Yeah.
He suddenly slips the bug into reverse.
Oops.
I had a little drink about an hour ago to celebrate Rimmer's death.
They all crack up laughing. The crew is now back on Red Dwarf. Rimmer is crawled out on his bunk and Lister is doing a jigsaw.
What time is it?
Rimmer crawls unsteadily to the clock and peers at it leerily. He is clearly suffering the awful after effects of drinking.
Saturday.
Is that the best you can do?
There are some numbers next to it, but they could be anything.
Do you know what I fancy right now?
A big, fat woman with thighs the size of a hippo's.
No, I want a triple fry baked buddy with chili sauce and chutney.
Rimmer manages to sit down in a chair at last.
Me too.
Well, no problem then. Nothing's too good for the death day boy.
Correct.
He punches the air.
Paul, Paul!
Holly appears on screen with a nightcap on.
Paul, give us something to eat.
You what? I'm Jacob's man.
Oh, come on. You don't sleep.
Course I do. I've got to offline. I can't keep up my full tilt, full power, red hot, maximum pace all the time. I've got to take the odd breather, haven't I?
I want a triple fried egg sandwich
with chili sauce and chutney.
You what?
It's a state-of-the-art sarnie.
It's the state of the floor I'm worried about. All right, okay. Rimmer holds up his hand and the much-discussed food item appears in it.
Wow, trust me.
Rimmer takes a bite and a succession of expressions are seen on his face. He ends up at something like a mixture of pain, horror, and shock. He may be drunk, but he's still got pain receptors.
I feel like I'm having a baby.
It's good, isn't it?
It's incredible. Where did you get the recipe from?
I can't remember. I think it was a book on bacteriological warfare.
It's like a cross between food and bowel surgery.
Lister nods sagely.
It's well nutty. The trouble is you've got to eat it before the bread dissolves.
I could never invent a sandwich like this, Lister. You see, all the ingredients are wrong. The fried eggs, wrong. The chutney, wrong. The chili sauce, all wrong. But put them together and somehow it works. It becomes right, it's you. This sandwich, Lister, is you.
What are you saying to me, Rimmer?
You're wrong, right, all your ingredients are wrong. You're sloppy. You've got no sense of discipline. You're the only man ever to get his money back from the Ogre-Eater people. But people like you, don't you see? That's why you're a fry-bag, chili, chutney sandwich. Now me, now me. All the ingredients are right. I'm disciplined. I'm organized. I'm dedicated to my career. I've always got a pen. Result. Tuttle's Meghead despised by everyone except the ship's parrot. And that's only because we haven't got one. Why? Why is that?
I suppose it's because you are a Tuttle's Meghead.
But I'm not. I'm a nice guy. I'm a goodie.
No, Rimmer, see, the trouble is you've never got time for people. You're too busy trying to be successful. It's all midnight revision and up the Zaker at Lickety's Pit.
He salutes in a silly way.
I have got time for people. What about all the time I spent licking up to Todd Hunter even though he was a total gimp? And Captain Hollister? Mr. Fat Bastard 2044. I went out of my way to simp around him.
Rimmer, that's not having time for people.
Do you know how many times in my entire life I made love?
No, and I don't want to know.
I want to tell you.
I don't want to know.
No, but I want to tell you.
No, I don't want to know.
I want to tell you. I am going to tell you. I want to tell you.
Listen, Rimmer. If you tell me, right, you'll wake up in the morning. You'll have your hangover and you'll feel like death and you'll walk up to the mirror and you'll look in the mirror and you'll remember and you'll go ha ha ha.
He sticks his fist in his mouth.
See, it's not worth it. I don't want to know, and believe me, you don't want to tell me.
Rimmer holds up one finger.
Once.
Smack.
One time only.
Lister covers his ears.
Don't tell me this, Rimmer. You'll want to kill yourself in the morning.
Yvonne Gruber. A single, brief liaison with the ship's female boxing champion. March the 16th. 7:31 p.m. to 7:43 p.m.
Please.
12 minutes.
Please.
And that includes the time it took to eat the pizza.
Please, Rimmer.
In my entire life I have spent more time being sick.
So, I mean, you haven't met the right girl yet.
No, I haven't, Lister. I haven't met the right girl, and some just might say, given the fact that the human race no longer exists, coupled with the fact that I have passed on, some just might say that I'm leaving in a little bit on the late side.
Rimmer was wagging his finger annoyingly in Lister's face as he spoke. He stops.
Well, you made a decision, didn't you? I mean, you chose your career over your personal life.
Yes, I did. I did, didn't I? Pearls of wisdom there from Mr. Frybag, Chili, Chutney, Sandwich Face. Well, I'll tell you something, Lister, I'll tell you something. I trade it all and all of it. My pits, my long service medals, my swimming certificates, my telescope, my shoe trees. I trade everything into be loved and to have been loved.
Lister is still fiddling with the jigsaw, but it's obvious that Rimmer's speech has touched a chord. Rimmer begins to sing.
I'm a little lamb, lost in a world. Maybe I could really be good with someone to watch over me.
Rimmer goes and lies down on his bunk. Lister watches him.
That was going to be a song, but I never found anyone to share it with. So now it's just my song.
Lister fiddles with the puzzle.
Another bit of sky, that's a star.
Rimmer starts making high-pitched crying type noises. Lister gets up and leaves. Lister is asleep in the top bunk. We descend to see Arnie in his home sweet home pajamas. Wake up. Rimmer gets up and starts doing his exercises to music provided by himself. Suddenly memories of the previous night come flooding back. He sees a picture of him drinking and carries on. He sees himself eating the sandwich and shrugs. He then remembers telling Lister. He stops, raises one finger and sticks his fist in his mouth. He sits back down on the bunk with an anguished look.
Ah, me foot. I must have gone to sleep on it. Ow.
Rimmer leaps to his feet.
Gah! You were really putting it away last night, Lister. You really fell for my joke, didn't you?
Oh god, it's agony.
Ah, that Gruber gag. Fancy falling for that, eh? I'll give you my telescope, anything. Please god, don't tell anyone.
Lister groans and pulls away the blanket. He discovers that his foot is in plaster. They both look shocked.
Have you done that?
When did you do that?
I didn't. I just went to bed and I woken up with this.
When did you finish the jigsaw?
I didn't.
Polly comes on screen looking a bit cross. Oi. Who's been messing with my star charts? Here I am trying to do the comprehensive, nay definitive, A to Z of the entire universe with street names, post offices and little steeples and everything, and some git's been fiddling with it.
It's not us.
The cat storms in.
Okay, which one of you chimpanzees did this?
Cat puts a foot on the table and points at it. It is also in plaster. Look, there's a perfectly logical explanation for everything, with the possible exception of Libby Jimmy Osmond.
Who? Hang on, today's Sunday, right? So, well, this clock says Thursday and that clock says Thursday.
And my foot says get the person who did this to my foot.
Lister flips through a book.
4 pages have been torn out of my diary.
Rimmer snaps his fingers and points around the room.
Somehow we've lost the last 4 days.
Did you look behind the fridge? If you lose something, it's nearly always there.
Aliens. What?
What are you talking about, grease stain?
It's a well-documented phenomenon. They kidnap you, give you a mind probe, erase your memory, and put you back.
Okay, aliens came aboard.
Without question.
They broke my leg.
For some reason.
They broke my leg.
Right.
And then they did a jigsaw.
Right.
Well, that's cleared that up then.
Look, you're not thinking alien. That's what aliens are, alien. They do alien things, things that are...
Shrugs.
Alien. Maybe this is the way they communicate.
By breaking legs.
And doing jigsaws.
Why should they speak the way we do? They're aliens.
Okay, Professor, what does it mean?
Maybe, okay. Breaking your leg hurts like hell, okay. Hell. They do it below the knee, low. Hell low, get IT question mark. They do it twice, two. Hell low two. And jigsaw must mean you. Hello to you.
I wouldn't like to be around when one of these suckers is making a speech.
The cat limps painfully out the door.
Hang on, the black box. Polly the black box will have recorded everything, won't it?
Yeah, hang on, I'll fish it out. His image disappears briefly and reappears. It's gone. It's been half-inched. Wait a minute, let me think about this. It gives off a signal. We can trace it. A space buggy is making a very un-space buggy type noise. Inside are Rimmer, Lister, and the cat.
It's the gearbox man. I'm telling you.
Nothing yet.
This is impossible. It could be anywhere. It's like trying to find a fart in a jacuzzi.
Look. Down there on that moon.
They stare at the screen and we draw in closer to a bleak landscape. We see Lister and the cat walking on it.
Are you getting a picture now?
Yup, but the quality's terrible. It's like watching Spanish television.
Oh my god.
What the hell is that?
Smakerama. Holly, start the engines. Warm her up. Keep her ticking over ya.
What is it?
It's a footprint the size of a surfboard.
The cat measures out the footprint.
I don't believe the size of these feet. Can you imagine the problems this guy must have trying to get fashionable shoes?
I wonder if it's true what they say about the size of your feet. I mean, if it is, this guy could probably go to a fancy dress party as a petrol pump.
I think you should come back.
There's more of them. They lead round this corner.
So a surfboard foot-sized monster came aboard, did a jigsaw, drained our memories and broke a couple of legs. So what, forgive and forget is what I say.
This I don't believe. It's a gravestone. To the memory.
He's trying to make it out. He struggles but can read it.
To the memory of Lisa Yates.
Who's Lisa Yates?
You're not going to believe this, but I used to go out with a girl called Lisa Yates. It's only shallow. The black box is buried in a grave.
He picks it up. Back in the buggy, they open the box and remove the recording. Right, it's loaded.
Well, play it, Sam.
The words black box recording, Jupiter Mining Corporation ship Red Dwarf come on screen, followed by Holly. Nice looking bloke. On the tape now, Holly speaks. Gee, I don't know whether anyone will ever find this. But if they do and it's you, Dave, or you, Arnold, don't ever play it. Some things are best left buried. The Holly watching with Lister, Rimmer and the cat freezes the Holly on the screen.
Why have you frozen him, Hall?
You heard what he said. Knows what he's talking about, that dude.
Come on, Hall, from Saturday night.
Holly plays the recording and Rimmer appears telling Lister how many times in his life he's made love. The cat looks interested.
Yes, well, we all remember this bit. Spin on, spin on, spin on.
The recording goes into fast forward. The cat is disappointed. He signals to Lister behind Rimmer's back. Silently, he asks,
how many?
Lister points toward Rimmer unnoticed and responds without making a sound.
Him?
Silently.
Yes.
Silently.
No.
The cat makes a tell me kind of gesture. Lister laughs and holds up one finger. So does the cat and points at Rimmer, who is oblivious of the whole thing. He's staring at the screen. The cat asks silently,
Tim.
Very, very loudly.
That many?
Lister and the cat look busy with the controls as Rimmer turns to glare at them. The recording has reached the point where Rimmer is making sad noises just after his singing, and on screen we see Lister leave. We are now in flashback mode. The flashing word replay appears at the top right of the screen. We see Lister walking down the corridor towards camera with the cat who has a helmet on.
This better be good. I was sleeping and sleeping's my third favorite thing, and you come and wake me up this time of night.
They walk into a square room with wall-to-wall monitors on which various pictures of Arnie can be seen. A sign on the door reads "No unauthorized entry."
What is this place?
It's the hologram simulation suite. This is the room that creates Rimmer.
Have we come to blow this room up?
Look, those are his dreams and everything there.
He fiddles with controls.
Look, that's what he's dreaming right at the moment.
We see Rimmer in the top hat and dinner jacket carrying a cane and singing the song he sang earlier. We pull back to see he has no trousers on. The watcher's left.
I'm going to give Rimmer the best present he will ever get.
Lister takes off his hat and puts on a helmet connected to the console by wire. He starts typing at the console and sees the word loading come up on the screen.
What are you doing with that?
I'm recording my memory.
Your entire memory?
Yeah, everything. Everywhere I've been, everything I've learned, my entire knowledge.
The words "loading complete" come up almost instantly.
Right, that's it.
He takes off the helmet.
I'm going to give Rimmer a love affair. I'm going to take 8 months out of my memory and I'm going to paste it into his. So everything that's happened to me, he's going to think happened to him.
You're going to give him one of your old girlfriends?
I'm going to give him Lisa Yates.
Lister presses more keys and they stare at the screen. Lister covers the cat's eyes but he takes the hand away. A rather pretty woman is on screen running and laughing. She dives to the ground.
God, I love you, Dave. I love you so much.
On the memory recording.
And I love you, Lisa.
In the simulation suite.
A few minor adjustments.
Presses some keys and the scene replays.
God, I love you, Rimmer. I love you so much.
And I love you, Lisa.
In the sleep again.
Change the voice.
Presses more keys and we see it again.
God, I love you, Rimmer. I love you so much.
And I love you, Lisa.
And that's it.
And when he wakes up, he'll think all this happened to him?
Yeah, the whole 8 months.
Man, that's a fine present.
Lister nods.
He was probably only expecting a tie.
Lister keeps keying. We see Rimmer asleep and enter his dreams via a heart-shaped zoom. He is walking with Lisa, drinking from a beer can and smoking. He looks a real slob. Rimmer wakes, looking happy. He goes to sleep again. Sometime later, Lister hears music, jumps in the air and clicks his heels. He walks into the room to see Rimmer dancing to the music.
You're in a good mood.
Why not, Listy? When life's so good.
He makes an okay sign and snaps his fingers. Rimmer seems to have changed somehow. He seems more normal and less like the Rimmer we all know. For one thing, his shirt is crumpled and unbuttoned. He seems relaxed and confident.
Why is life so good?
He opens a beer. Rimmer lies on his bunk.
You wouldn't understand, Lister. You've never been in love.
I have.
Oh, not real love, Lister. Not like I have. Not fireworks in the sky, from here to eternity, rolling naked on the beach kind of love. Not like me and Lisa.
So who's Lisa?
He smiles to himself.
Never you mind, Lister. Someone who was absolutely nuts about me, that's all you need to know.
Fine, if you want to keep it to yourself.
All I'm saying is, from now on call me Tiger.
An old girlfriend, was she?
Tiger.
Rimmer gets up.
What a crazy, crazy year that was. The first 3 months I was at Saturn Tech doing a maintenance course. Then for absolutely no reason I suddenly moved to Liverpool. I drank too much, I smoked too much, I became a total slob. I met Lisa, of course. I even started to eat my own toenail clippings.
Behind him, Lister is doing this as he speaks. He doesn't notice.
My tastes in music radically changed. I stopped adoring Mantovani and got into Rastabilly Skank.
Crazy. Well, you know, you were in love. You go a bit crazy.
It was weird. I was absolutely nuts about her, but yet I started to treat her really badly.
No, you didn't.
I did. I started to give her some wishy-washy twaddle about not wanting to get tied down.
But you were young. You didn't want to settle down. You wanted to bum around and have a laugh.
But I hate bumming around and having a laugh.
But that's what you're like when you're young.
But I wasn't like that when I was young, so why did I say those things?
But, I mean, she wanted you to have a career.
Lister obviously detests that last word.
That's what I've always dreamt of, so why did I finish it with her?
Because you wanted to play the field.
That's right, I told her I wanted to play the field. I told her that. I must have been mad. She was great and she thought I was great.
Lister has a strange look on his face.
Young man, you're right. You were mad.
She was a lover and a friend.
And beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Great sense of humor.
Terrific.
The sex was fantastic.
Amazing sex.
Brilliant sex.
Oh, primo dynamite sex.
Fantastic sex. Stupendous sex.
Lister.
The way she used to, oh.
Lister.
Oh, sex. Brilliant sex.
Lister, Lister, how do you know?
I'm just having a guess.
Back in the buggy, we come out of flashback. The crew are watching the recording. It continues, the only difference being that the real crew are there too watching rather than not being there as they just weren't. Reality indicates off tape.
Kindly don't. No one will ever know how beautiful the relationship between me and Lisa Yates was.
Reality.
How could you do this to me? It's the most heartbreakingly tragic thing it's ever been my misfortune to witness.
Popcorn.
Offers it to Rimmer, who declines. Lister takes some.
Look, I'm sorry, man. I mean, obviously I thought I was doing you a favor.
What's all this got to do with Jigsaw's broken legs and Godzilla-sized footprints, eh? Lister shakes his head. We go into flashback again. The word replay appears on screen as it did last time. On the recording we see Rimmer striding angrily down the corridor punching the air. He walks into the room where Lister is again working on the Jigsaw.
Right, snake brain, prepare to die.
Eh?
I found the letters.
What letters?
Don't give me what letters. The letters.
What letters?
You went out with Lisa Yates too. I found the letters she sent you.
Oh, smack.
All the time she was going out with me, she must have been seeing you as well, behind my back. And what is more, to pour salt into the wound, you used to take her to the exact same places I used to take her and do the exact same things.
Rimmer, it's not what it looks like.
That woman is unbelievable. We spent a night in a hotel in Southport and made love 6 times. According to her letter, you were in the exact same hotel and you made love 6 times too.
Listen.
12 times a night. What is wrong with the woman? She's sex mad.
Listen.
It's a good job you were there. If I'd been on my own, I'd have been dead within a week. But it doesn't make sense. I mean, she loved me.
Listen, listen. She wasn't going out with us both at the same time.
Come on, I've checked the dates.
She wasn't going out with you at all.
She didn't go out with me at all.
No, you've never even met her.
Is that the best you can do, Lister? That's full of people.
I went down to the hologram simulation suite and I gave you 8 months of my memory.
What?
It was a present.
You gave me 8 months of your memory as a present?
Yeah.
That's why I was an orphan, even though my parents were alive. That's why I had my appendix out, twice.
I thought it was what you needed.
You've destroyed me, Lister. The woman I loved most in the whole world didn't love me, she loved you.
Rimmer, listen.
Rimmer leaves silently.
Rimmer, listen, Rimmer. Oh, smack.
He goes to sit down at the Jigsaw looking upset.
You should have bought him a tie.
Rimmer is standing alone in the observation dome, staring into space. Lister climbs the stairs to join him.
Come on, Rimmer, you've experienced love. It made you more confident, more secure.
It didn't happen. I never even met her.
It did happen. I mean, you fell in love with her in a way I never did. She's yours now and nothing can take her away from you.
That time she stuck her tongue down my ear. It wasn't my ear at all, it was your ear. The woman I loved most in the whole world had her tongue down your ear. The most romantic thing I've ever had down my ear is a Johnson's baby bud.
Come on, as far as you're concerned, you had a love affair, right, which was wonderful, yeah. And for some reason that you can't understand, it all went hideously wrong. Well, so what, join the club, bucko. It's just you, me, and everybody else in the world.
I don't want to feel like this anymore.
So you're in pain, yeah? I know, but Rimmer, if you go through life without feeling, if you go through life never experiencing, you're no better than a jellyfish. No better than a bank manager.
I don't want this feeling anymore. I want my own memory back.
Okay. I'll erase the last 4 days. The incident will never have happened.
But you'll know about it.
Well, I'll erase my memory from Sunday too.
And the cats and collies.
Fine, if they agree.
And what about the black box?
Lister sighs.
I'll destroy it.
It's indestructible.
Okay, I'll shoot it off into space.
Someone might find it.
Okay. We'll bury it. We'll bury it on some planet, yeah?
The same bleak landscape as before appears before us. We see the black box buried in its shallow grave. Rimmer is watching as Lister and the cat carry a large slab.
I'm going to drop it. Put it down, man. Put it down.
They drop the stone heavily.
Why does he want a gravestone?
He said he just wanted something somewhere. So it didn't, like, disappear.
They pick up the stone again and carry it on a bit. The crater it left behind looks rather like a footprint. After a short time they drop it again and this time it lands on their feet.
Ah, my foot. I've broken my foot. It's broken.
Help me find my toes.
The buggy is on screen again, jetting back to Red Dwarf. We are still in flashback. Rimmer is lying on the bunk. Lister and the cat enter. Lister looks tired.
Okay, that's it.
He picks up his diary and tears out some pages.
Let's go and erase our memories.
They all droop out, or limp out in some cases. Lister stops and puts the final piece into the jigsaw. The picture is of Red Dwarf in space. We zoom into it. The end.